I don't know what's the teams that want to come after me, but definitely I'll be open to listen every single team. I don't have any doors closed or anything like that, so I'm going to be available for all 30 teams.
All 30 teams. Get a seat at the table, Phillies. Let's go. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio. It's the High Hopes Hour at 11. Later in the show, Ross Tucker will join us. We'll talk some Eagles. Buster Olney, ESPN. He's had a lot of reporting on Alec Boehm. It sounds like Boehm, his days as a Philly are numbered. We'll get to that. Eric Kratz as well later in the show. So a lot of Phillies today as we kind of rev up the offseason and what's to come here for the Phillies. And I want them to have a real seat at the Juan Soto table. So last night, Mark Feinstein reported MLB.com the Phillies might or could or might, you know, there's a chance they will have a meeting with Juan Soto. I want this to be real. I like this whole thing of the Phillies kind of on the periphery but not really in it doesn't sit well with me. So I'm trying to help him clear the money. I would trade Trey Turner today to anyone that would take him. Just dump the contract for a chance at Juan Soto. Hugh, still on the, I don't know, you on the Trey Turner train?
I look at his numbers and I look at where he, thanks a lot, Kyle. I know I'm probably the only person in Philadelphia that's looking at it, but I'm looking at it from a standpoint of where he ranks among the better shortstops in the game.
So offensively, but we can all agree, he's a bad defensive shortstop.
Yeah, but he still ranks among the top shortstops. He's in like the top five. Yeah, but he's it is what it is.
So, but here's my concern with Trey. Like, I you're right, it is what it is. He's still an above average offensive player at shortstop. If he has to move to the outfield, then those numbers don't fit in left field. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like they feel that he can get better at that position. That's why I feel like,
yeah, and
why
I you feel like they're
good
wrong
and crazy.
Because he's today. Shortstops don't get better as they age.
I've seen what you've seen, Joe, but he did hit better towards the end of the season. He did hit better for the last 2 months of the season.
Ugh.
And I think that's what they're looking at. They're looking at that improvement and saying that, and he's a guy that really takes care of his body. So they're looking at that and they're hoping that he can make that transition
that they were
talking about.
They also have no choice, right? Like, what are they going to do?
Ain't nobody taking that contract.
I disagree. I've seen many bad contracts dumped. I think we say that because we don't want to face the reality. Someone would take the contract. And they could also attach a prospect. I've seen worse players and worse contracts get traded than Trey Turner, right? And especially, Hugh, to your point that people might think he still has something left. I think they could dump him. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear Jim Bowden on maybe another way the Phillies could get involved here. And I mean really involved for Juan Soto. Here's Bowden.
What is their biggest need? An outfielder. Left-hand hitting outfielder. I wonder who that could be. Probably rhymes with Moto. Maybe Soto? I mean, they've got the money. Why? Because JT Realmuto and Kyle Schwarber's $38 million comes off the books after 25. Castellanos' $20 million comes off at 26. Okay, that's $58 million coming off, everybody. So if I do a 15-year deal, if I do a Bryce Harper-type deal that today is probably $15,600, okay, I can do it. I can show my owner how I'm not increasing payroll. I'm just going to backload the first couple years a little bit, and I'm going to show them that pathway on that balance sheet. I'm going to show them how it absolutely fits.
Hugh, what do you make of that? Because I mean, Bowden, a former GM, kind of lays it out that they should be involved even if they don't dump a contract. I mean, he's kind of laying out they have money coming off the books in future years. JT, Schwarber, Castellanos. And the way he framed it, he's like, they should be involved even if they don't dump any payroll.
It kind of felt like that was going to be the case early on. It felt like they were going to be a part of it. But as we started to progress through this offseason, it just seemed like it cooled off. And to me, that just feels like the money is going to be astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always talked about $500 million and that's what he's going to ask for. I feel like that's where it starts.
I agree.
And I think that being realistic, the teams that have the deepest pockets are going to be the ones that are going to be serious players in all of this. Because like I said, I'm looking at it from a perspective, he's a young player. He's looking for the money grab. He's already won a World Series. Mm-hmm. He's been to two. So he's looking at it from the perspective of a money grab. So he wants to try to get as much money as he possibly can. If the team's good or not, I honestly don't think that factors into it that much.
Well, that's kind of how Bryce got here. The Phillies weren't very good when Bryce got here, but he was thinking big picture, long term, money, the most money. I mean, that's what these guys, and that's fine. I mean, that's the way free agency usually works. The Ohtani thing was different last year. I can't sit back. And I can't believe the Phillies are going to sit back and let him go to a direct competition for them winning the World Series. You know what I mean? Like, if he ended up in a Toronto, got a meeting, whatever. Then he's kind of lost in Toronto for the next 3 or 4 years.
But you're talking about the Mets. Like, it's the Mets
and the Dodgers. Like, it doesn't. Kyle, it just doesn't sit well with me that we're going to sit out this thing, you know, for the most part. Like, maybe they'll have a meeting. And let him go to either the Mets or the Dodgers. It's a joke.
He can't go to the I would rather Juan Soto sign with the Mets this offseason than the Los Angeles Dodgers.
In this division for 12 years?
Yeah, so I think the Phillies have a small window. We all agree, right? At this point.
Yeah,
if they don't get Juan Soto, their window is short. It's about 2 years, maybe. I think we have a better chance of cashing in on that window if he's with the Mets than if the Dodgers have the most ridiculous super team in the world. If the Dodgers sign Juan Soto, you can kiss the baby on the Phillies playoff chances for the next 2 years, or World Series chances, I should say. Nobody's going to beat the Dodgers.
They might be a dynasty.
This was the year to get the Dodgers. And then you're going to tell me that they add Juan Soto? We can take the Mets if they have Juan Soto. I'm not overly worried about the Mets. Yeah, it would suck, Soto being in the division. I'm looking at what gives the Phillies the best chance to win the World Series over these next two seasons. That's not Juan Soto going to the Dodgers. So I would much rather anywhere but Juan Soto go to the Dodgers, even if that includes the Mets.
Yeah, I can't have him on either, but that's a fair point. I mean, if the Dodgers get Soto, and they're meeting with him today, I mean, they might just be a dynasty. They might win four out of the next five, and we're just going to sit back and waste the whole Bryce Harper.
It can't happen.
And the Phillies need to do something here. 215-592-9494 for our Hot Stove Summit. Would you dump Trey Turner's contract right now without even knowing you can get Soto just to get a chance at him? I would. I would dump Turner right now to get a chance at Juan Soto. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go to the phone lines here, I got to tell you about tomorrow. Here, we got a big day on WIP tomorrow.
Yes.
Broadcasting all day at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for Birds at the Half.
So fun day.
Special guests throughout the day. Merrill Reese, Mike Quick, Howard Eskin, as well as Eagles All-Pro offensive lineman Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata. And then starting at 6, so 6 p.m., right? 6 a.m. starts the morning show there. We'll be there doing our show at 10, obviously afternoon show at 2. But at 6 p.m.
We slanging drinks.
Exactly. Special guest bartending event with us, all the WIP hosts, and Lane Johnson and friends, all to benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation. We did this last year. It was really fun. Come on by tomorrow whenever you can.
Ike Juice. They were drinking Ike Juice.
The Ike Juice, did you try any last year?
Nah.
Oh, it was good.
I believe it, but it's like, I don't really drink mixed drinks.
Well, you got to make an exception. We're serving this on the bus to New Orleans. Yeah, we're serving this on the bus to New Orleans. Come on by tomorrow, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for Birds at the Half. Guest bartending at 6 p.m. and Eagles talk all day. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here, and then we'll let you know about Combo-Con and how we're giving away a qualifying prize and a chance at the grand prize in just a couple minutes. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Jeff,
what's up, man?
What are you thinking today?
In a heartbeat, I will drive Trey Turner to the airport and pick Juan Soto up all in one shot.
Oh, it's an easy trip, too. You send one out, one in. The seats are already warm. Here, you want to come with us?
Yeah.
We're driving Trey to the airport.
I mean,
we're picking
tell
up
him,
one.
I'll ride with y'all and say, hey, man, I didn't want you to leave.
we'll play this on the way.
I didn't want you to leave, but I understand it. That's what
I love that song.
I've become very understanding in my old age.
Yeah, crazy understanding, whatever you want to go with. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, here's the thing. So, I mean, Trey kills us at shortstop. He makes some great plays, but there's way too many times where he messes up the routine play. And his numbers on the surface look good. But, man, when he's cold, it's an epidemic with the chase rate with him. And pretty much everybody, you know, all the power hitters up and down the lineup, I can't have that anymore. Like, I need somebody. Soto's only 26. Actually, I don't think he's even 26 yet.
I think he just played his age 25. I think he turned 26 in the playoffs, so he'll play all next year at 26.
Yep. So now this is all hypotheticals if they want to get him, if they want to pay for him. But my alternative, if we do not get Soto, is Anthony Santander, pick him up, because he's probably one of the top three fielding free agents this year, because most of the other free agents are all pitchers. So
they are. It's a good pitcher. He's an underrated player, Jeff. Switch hitter, 40 home
that
runs last year.
Man.
Yeah, I think he's kind of flown under the radar because he wasn't one of the Orioles that like was a top prospect and came up and got hype.
Right.
But he's a good player. Yeah, I could see him as a consolation prize and they put him in left field. Jeff, good phone call. See, Jeff gets it. We're getting Turner out of here. It's just a get out of jail free card, Hugh. That you got to look at it that way. It's not just the chance at Soto. It's that we get out of this Trey Turner.
No, I mean
thing.
I I've been in the games that I have been to, and he has made errors. It's egregious.
Well, he's
and
bad at shortstop.
Yeah, it's egregious. But he did turn around at the second half of the season. And so that's why I'm not as willing. I understand for you the money because you're looking at it from the long term and how he's going to be as years go by. But I'm talking about in the short term. No, I'm not ready to get rid of him.
Well, I just think it's an upgrade. I think it makes him a better team. You know, Soto in, Turner out, and even if I don't get Soto, and I think they'd have a real chance if they put the best offer on the table because I just think he's going to take that. The angle of getting Turner out of here is a big thing. And Jeff mentioned they have too much of the same kind of player. They do. It's like too much chase. There's too much of the same kind of guy.
All throughout the lineup. No question about that.
And at some point, you gotta move off of one of these guys. And sometimes you got to do unpopular things. And I'm sure someone out there is thinking it. It would probably be unpopular in the clubhouse. Trey is one of the guys. Bryce wanted him here. I don't care.
Not like, Major League buddies, Joe.
It's not Major League buddies.
Major League buddies.
I don't care. It's sometimes to win a championship.
You got to shake it up a little bit. I totally agree with
you
that.
You got to, enough. Like
I just don't agree with that being the piece. That's all. I do agree you had to shake it up. But yep. I think in this situation, because it's been said the whole offseason, Boehm's the odd man out.
Well, I think he's gone anyway.
Yeah, he's the odd man out.
That, like, so that's totally fair. I wouldn't push back on you too hard about that. It was the what Dustin said about this guy's a cancer in the locker room. I will gladly add a cancer to this locker room if he takes us where he just took the last three teams he was on. What are we doing?
Also, like, there's no proof of this. It's just like hearsay. Like Juan Soto, maybe he's not the best guy in the clubhouse. All I know is his clubhouses win all the time.
This is such a cancer that they won the World Series with the Nationals.
Yeah, I think
went to the NLCS with the
Padres,
and then went to the World Series with the Yankees. Wow.
Maybe we need and obviously people use that word cancer. Maybe we need a different element to this clubhouse.
Oh, yeah, a different word to use.
Maybe a different flavor to the clubhouse.
A jerk?
Whatever, yeah.
Stop chasing everything.
I tell you what, it's the one for me is the Jazz Chisholm.
Well, the report came out that they said, well, the report said maybe the Phillies didn't think he fit. And maybe enough of fit. Get good players.
Yeah. You know what? The Chisholm thing's a great point because if we're to believe everything that's been said about him and Juan Soto, the Yankees brought both of them in. And went to the World Series.
Yeah, that one right there. Yeah.
I think about teams like the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Red Sox when they used to try. There was no like, we have to have this kind of player. They just got the most great players they could find.
And like, I guess they felt like their organization was strong enough that it didn't matter. It didn't matter who you got.
Like the Red Sox. I keep watching that documentary I mentioned a few weeks ago, the Red Sox 1-04. Their top two pitchers were Pedro Martinez and Curt Schilling. Could you have any more different personalities?
Like, Kurt's different.
Yeah, I doubt those two were like hanging out and going to dinner, but they were an incredible, incredible 1-2 punch. 215-592-9494. He was speaking of 1-2 punches here. Bryce Harper, Juan Soto. They'd be an incredible 1-2 punch. You know what we've been doing on the Midday Show? Everyone knows by now. It's Combo Con.
Combo Con.
Let's do it. Let's hit a Combo Con today.
Combo Con!
All right, Combo
Con.
The
Combo Con is crazy.
I love the Combo Con intro. I'll miss it when it goes away. All right, it is the Midday Show's ultimate tailgate giveaway. You could be entered today for a chance to win, listen to this, a grand prize of a Jack Daniels Yeti cooler, cornhole set, and giant Jenga, plus a Gerhard smoker and a 55-inch TV.
55-inch TV is clutch.
I mean, this is like, again, the Eagles have four more home games on the schedule. They have potentially two or three home playoff games. Like, you might get six or seven games the rest of the season out of this ultimate tailgate giveaway. Of course, all brought to you by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you can find $3 off 750 milliliters of Black Label and $2 off Jack flavors at your fine wine and good spirit stores. And Gerhard's Appliances, your Black Friday headquarters at the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years. So today, the qualifying winners, you will win rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, original wood smoking chips, and a clear whiskey, Tennessee whiskey tote bag. So that's on the line today. If you win today, automatically qualified for the grand prize. All right, Hugh, Bryce Harper, Juan Soto, they would probably be the best 1-2 punch of any team in baseball. You put it up there with, I don't know, you know, Betts and Ohtani and those guys. It'd be right there as the best 1-2 punch. So today, for Combo Con, we are looking for 1-2 punches. Now, this doesn't have to only be sports. It could be
like Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas.
That's a good 1-2 punch. I agree with that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we can't.
Thanks.
Use. Yeah. And I mean, someone.
We can't win, though.
Well, someone might have tried that to, like, butter us up for the victory.
Yeah, I'm not voting for that one.
Yeah, even though you said it, you're not voting. So, 1-2 punches could be sports. It could be, you know, actors in movies. It could be, give me anything you think of. A 1-2 punch, things that go together and Hugh go together really well.
Yeah.
I like this one.
This is a good one.
I think we're going to get a lot of good answers today. 1-2 punches, best answer we get today, wins the qualifying prize and entered for the grand prize, the ultimate midday show tailgate giveaway.
Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke. Jack Daniels.
I'll tie that in.
Hear that? That's a big answer.
I took one.
You did. That's okay.
I always do.
No, but sometimes I think it's good if we give people some examples here. Like Soto and Harper would be a great 1-2 punch. Jack and Coke. That you got to top Jack and Coke. Let's just start with that. Terrence in Springfield. That's a good answer. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, Joe Kyle. What's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man. We absolutely get Trey Turner on the first train smoking up out of here, man. Because first of all, we have to do something to get this team better. Like the guy was saying earlier, we have to shore up the outfield. Trey Turner, to me right now, in 2 years, he hasn't shown he's a complete player. His defense is horrible. His hitting is so-so at best. I haven't seen the Trey Turner, you know, that won the World Series with Washington. I haven't seen that Trey Turner, man. And to me, whatever you can do to get this team better, Juan Soto should be on the radar. If not Juan Soto, this would be the next best option. Because I feel like we're tired of the vibes. We're tired of all that. We're tired of this team. To me, I'm curious to see how this season is going to be weird for the Phillies this year. I'm curious to see what kind of season is going to be. Because we're tired. We're tired of the vibes. I want to see how Harper and all these guys are going to come in. Dave Dombrowski. I want to see how Topper is going to, you know, come into this season. What are they going to target as the vocal points of making this team better? Because we don't want to see another collapse in the playoffs. We're tired of that. And I wasn't gonna say this, or I heard the other caller say this. I am sick of these Philadelphia teams. Like, the Phillies have been doing it. The Sixers. Like, the Sixers have – I'm tired of Joel Embiid. They basically got us – he had us on holding our organization hostage for 14 years.
Hey, yo, the hell this guy with the is pictures,
like,
man.
He's like a lemon. You know, he's like a lemon. He's a basketball player, a lemon, pretty much. And we're going to be pretty much a lottery team this year. It's horrible for this. To me, pretty much, I'm ready to trade this guy and get him up out of here. It's horrible. It's sick watching these guys play now. Nick Nurse isn't the answer. You know, I like McCain, but this team, Joel Embiid, man, I'm sick of this guy. I'm tired of this process. The process has been over.
The Sixers, Terrence, are a disgrace right now. I mean, they are bad. It's crazy. I know they're missing Maxey, but last night they had George, they had Embiid, they had McCain, and they got blown out by the end. I mean, and that Heat team's not even that good. It's a joke, Terrence. Yeah, they're a mess. Terrence, what do you got for us? Combo con today. 1-2 punch.
Man, I was going to say a sports one, man, but I'm going to say Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, that's a great one.
Laverne and Shirley is a good one.
Look at you thinking outside
Terrence,
the box.
We got you in the mix. All right, appreciate it. Terrence made me think of something because he brought up other teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've brought this up on the show before. I'm going to throw these four letters at you.
What's that?
WWHD.
What would?
Howie do.
Howie Roseman.
If there was a Juan Soto of the NFL, and you know, we'd pick whoever that is, you know, a great young player that's already established himself as a future Hall of Famer, and the Eagles had a need at that position, Howie Roseman would try his hardest to go get him. And he wouldn't care if he had to dump a player that maybe he signed the year before or 2 years ago to go get that player. What would Howie do? Howie would go after football's Juan Soto. There's no question in my
100%
mind.
100%,
man. None.
Who on the Eagles would you compare Trey Turner to now?
I don't think he's better than Bryce Huff.
Who's comparable?
The contract, Bryce Huff.
Yeah, the contract's bad.
The contract, but no. Don't get mad when I say this, because this is the first name that popped in my head.
I can't wait to hear it.
And the reason why it popped in my head is partly because of the way the quarterback.
Oh, I see where this is.
Go ahead.
Who you think I'm about to say?
Spit. Cook.
Schmitty.
Oh, dude.
Devontae Smith.
Oh, I thought you were going Jalen.
Oh, no. I was saying, in comparison, it's like, I wasn't going to say Jalen Hurts. I was going to say Schmitty. And Schmitty's not playing bad. I want to be clear to say that. And there's a lot of times, and there's only been a few times when he's had drop balls.
He's a good player.
But in comparison, to me, it's almost like trading away Schmitty to go get Ja'Marr Chase or somebody like that.
That's an interesting comp. Yeah, I think it's
yeah. So you don't feel like that was much of a reach?
It's not. I
just knew when I said that you were.
Well, I like where you. I like where your head's at. Can I take it and like up the ante?
We go for it.
If the Bengals said Joe Burrow was available, you don't think Howie would trade Jalen Hurts for Joe Burrow? Come on now. What would Howie do?
No, I don't think so. Why are you looking at me like
Excuse
that?
Me?
Why are you looking at me like I'm lying?
Kyle, if Howie had the opportunity to swap Hurts for Burrow tomorrow, would he do it?
Of course he would.
What would Howie do? Oh, stop.
100, okay, maybe 99 out of 100 people would. Hugh's the one. What are you talking about?
I don't think
that's
so.
A
what
note-brainer.
Would Howie do?
I don't think so.
Oh, dude, why?
I hate these hypotheticals.
No, what?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, stop. Are you saying that because you wouldn't do it, or you really don't think Howie would do that?
I think
Howie was trying to get Russell Wilson here. He tried to get Deshaun Watson here.
Ruthless. My GMs ruthless.
He dodged the bullet with that.
Well, he did.
He did. And Russell.
But like, you don't think if this situation was presented to him, he would jump at the opportunity? If he could one-for-one swap those two?
You're nuts. And I actually think Jalen is a higher-level player in what he does than Trey is right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I think the trade to go from Hurts to Burrow is an upgrade, right? Burrow's better.
It's a no-brainer.
But I think it's even...
He was a number one overall
upgrade.
Pick.
No, I mean, that's what everybody's hung up on. But I like certain aspects of Jalen's game. Not lately, but I mean, when you look at them in a vacuum, both of them, they've had similar career arcs. They've had similar career arcs.
If Burrow was our quarterback, we'd be putting up 40 a game. He would be the MVP favorite. Yes, he would. There's not
know.
Even.
They've had similar career. Come
on, he's putting up MVP numbers on a bad team.
There's no question in my mind.
They've had similar career marks.
215-592. We'll come back. We might have to come back to this one. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right. Would you dump Trey Turner right now to any team that would take him? The San Francisco Giants stand out to me as a team that can't sign a free agent, have money. I think they would just take him if you offered to get a seat at the Juan Soto table. Like, you don't even know if you're going to get him. I would. I need to get in the Juan Soto sweepstakes. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Jack Fritz, James Seltzer, they join us next. High Hopes Hour on the Midday Show. All your phone calls will end. Combo-Con, 1-2 punches. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NBA is back. And FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action. And right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass. Courtesy of FanDuel, visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season. With FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 W.